This call is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. I'm Toni Loudenbeck of Traders News Source, and I have Dr. Frank Baidu, CEO of PDS Biotechnology Corporation. PDS Biotech trades on NASDAQ exchange under the ticker symbol PDSB. And we have a few questions to ask you for the investment community today. Would you like to say hello?
Hello and good afternoon, everyone, and I'm looking forward to the interview.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you giving us some of your time to answer these questions. Beginning off then, Dr. Frank, could you describe a brief overview of your company and when it might develop potential revenue streams, please?
Yes, I'll be happy to do that. PDS Biotechnology is a mid to late clinical stage immunotherapy company. And at PDS Biotech, we are developing a growing pipeline of immunotherapies to treat various cancers and infectious diseases. Now, these products we're developing are based on our proprietary T-cell activating technology platforms. The company's lead product, PDS-0101, is currently being evaluated in 4 ongoing phase 2 human clinical trials. One of these programs has already received fast track designation from the FDA, and we are planning to progress this program in head and neck cancer into the final stage of clinical development, which is the phase 3 clinical trial sometime in 2023. Now, in terms of revenue generation, it is important to note that PDS-0101 is based on our Versamune technology platform and has generated compelling proof-of-concept clinical results. We therefore have various potential revenue streams, one via partnering or out-licensing of the platform for development of specific cancer therapies, which could potentially start to occur as early as 2023. And as I mentioned, our progression into phase 3 trials, if successful, could potentially lead to initiation of commercial sales as early as 2026.
Oh, great. Okay, could you now briefly describe the mechanism of action with the Versamune platform in oncology treatment?
Yes. So due to the COVID pandemic, most of us have become familiar with the immune system and its ability to induce what we call neutralizing antibodies. Now, our immune system has another arm, which we can regard as the soldiers of the immune system. These are called killer T cells. And these killer T cells have the ability to target and kill tumors or cancer. Our proprietary Versamune platform, when formulated with proteins that are specifically associated with the particular cancer, is able to activate the immune system and the killer T cells to specifically target the patient's cancer, resulting in potential tumor shrinkage and prolonged survival of the patients. Now, the ability to achieve this goal in the human body has been a key limitation of cancer immunotherapy. However, our recently reported phase 2 clinical results suggests that Versamune presents the potential to activate the right type of killer T cells with the right killing potency and also to induce the killer T cells in the right quantity. So we call these the critical 3 R's of cancer immunotherapy: the right type, the right potency, and the right quantity. And the ability to achieve this, we believe, has led to the highly compelling phase 2 clinical results we and our collaborators have generated. Now, the second Versamune-based platform, which combines Versamune with particular immunological proteins called cytokines, also overcomes a key limitation of cancer immunotherapy. So cancer thrives in the body by hiding from the T cells. So in many cases, simply activating killer T cells may not be sufficient. This proprietary Versamune-based platform has the potential to overcome the cancer-induced immune suppression, therefore more effectively exposing or decamouflaging the cancer, making it more visible to the killer T cells. Now, this approach has led to highly compelling results in a study led by the National Cancer Institute in patients who have failed all treatment options, including treatment with the blockbuster checkpoint inhibitors such as Keytruda and Opdivo. So in these patients who reportedly have a historical median survival of only 3 to 4 months, so note 3 to 4 month survival, we have demonstrated survival of over 65% of these patients beyond 16 months. And some of these patients have experienced significant tumor shrinkage, and some even no longer have any evidence of the cancer. Again, extremely encouraging results. So two Versamune-based technology platforms being utilized in oncology. One activates killer T cells to attack cancer, and the other decamouflages the cancer, making it more visible and accessible to the activated killer T cells.
Well, that's great news. We're encouraged to hear that.
Right. Frank, very, very encouraging.
Frank, moving on, recent data from the ongoing ImmunoServe Phase 2 clinical trial evaluating PDS0101 in combination with the standard of care chemoradiotherapy has been positive. So congratulations. Would you mind elaborating on those results, please?
Certainly. So results from each of our three phase two trials have been positive. However, having a 100% response rate in locally advanced cervical cancer, where the tumors were all over 5 centimeters in size as seen in the ImmunoServe trial, is certainly eye-opening. From our perspective at PDS Biotechnology, the immunological data generated by MD Anderson Cancer Center was very important because it supports our preclinical results demonstrating induction of the highly potent type of killer T cell and its ability to infiltrate and kill cancer cells. What was highly compelling is that MD Anderson confirmed that PDS0101 did indeed promote induction of these killer T cells, as this increase was not seen in similar patients who did not receive PDS0101 together with chemoradiotherapy. Now, also compelling was the fact that they studied and quantified the cancer cells that were circulating in the patient's blood and showed data suggesting that as PDS0101 promoted induction of the cancer-attacking killer T cells, the level of the circulating cancer cells declined to undetectable levels. So how does all this impact the cancer? They also reported that within a month of treating the patients with the combination of PDS0101 and chemoradiotherapy, that in 9 out of 9 patients, 100% of them, their tumors had shrunk by over 60%.
Mm-hmm.
At the 170-day evaluation point, approximately 6 months, 8 out of 9 had absolutely no evidence of the cancer. One patient who had residual traces of the cancer, unfortunately, could only receive 3 of 5 scheduled PDS0101 injections. Now, at the 1-year time point, there had been no recurrences among the 8 patients with a complete response. So overall, really exciting and promising data.
Oh, yes, very exciting. Thank you.
Right.
How do you think that those new PDS0101 phase 2 clinical results will impact the product's development?
This data demonstrating the immunological impact of Versamune certainly supports continued progression of our development programs. The MD Anderson Cancer Center data presented at SITC was in agreement with the immunological data presented by the National Cancer Institute at the same conference on a different PDS0101-based combination in late-stage refractory HPV-associated cancer. This is the study I referred to earlier. Mm-hmm. So having 2 world-class institutions partner with us provides significant credibility. But the fact that their independently generated clinical and immunological data in different types of cancer support each other is also very important in validating the platforms. The National Cancer Institute study is more advanced than the MD Anderson study, and due to what we describe as first-in-class data, we will hopefully have a meeting with the FDA in the coming weeks to discuss the next steps and design of the final or registrational study in refractory HPV-associated cancer. We would like to continue to collect some additional data in the ImmunoServe cervical cancer trial, and will hopefully, pending the additional results, schedule a similar meeting with the FDA to discuss final clinical steps. Now, as I mentioned earlier, with our third trial, which combines PDS0101 with Merck's blockbuster drug Keytruda in recurrent or metastatic HPV-positive head and neck cancer, we have already received FDA Fast Track designation and plan to progress this combination to the final clinical stage next year. We are certainly highly encouraged with the positive data from all three trials to date, and also with our clinical progress over the last 2 years.
Yes, very nice. Sorry, Frank, would you describe some of the PDS biotech candidates and their current development stages?
Yes, and I'll be happy to do that. So at PDS Biotech, we do have a robust product pipeline. So I mentioned that by combining our Versamune platform with the tumor-associated protein, a tumor-specific T-cell attack could be induced. So our second product, which we call PDS0102, combines Versamune with a protein called TARP, which is present in 100% of acute myeloid leukemia. It's present in over 90% of prostate cancers and about 50% of breast cancers. So this presents an over $40 billion market opportunity. Our third product, PDS0103, combines Versamune with a protein called MUC1, which is present in a broad range of solid tumor cancer types, and these include colon cancer, ovarian cancer, lung, and breast cancers. This presents an over $100 billion market opportunity. So both of these products have completed preclinical development and are ready to enter human clinical testing. We anticipate that PDS0103 manufacturing will be complete soon and that we will be ready to file the IND sometime in the first half of next year. Now, on the infectious disease side, we are developing what is termed a universal flu vaccine. So this work has been sponsored by the NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And this is essentially a vaccine that could potentially be effective against a wide variety of flu strains and could also potentially eliminate the need to try to develop a new flu vaccine for each flu season as is currently done. The preclinical results were presented at the American Society of Virology conference earlier this year and show effective neutralization of multiple strains of flu and also complete protection against infection and sickness when the animals were challenged with lethal doses of a pandemic flu strain. So we are hopeful that this may progress into clinical trials sometime next year pending funding. And so again, a really exciting clinical pipeline, both on the oncology side as well as the infectious disease side.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Okay. With the next question, I wanted to ask you, what is the relationship between PDS Biotech and the MD Anderson Cancer Center?
Well, the relationship between PDS Biotech and the MD Anderson Cancer Center is very similar to the relationships we have with both the National Cancer Institute and the Mayo Clinic, where we are partnering or collaborating and each is independently running what we would describe in the industry as an investigator-sponsored trial. right? The trials in each case were designed by the collaborating institution in partnership with PDS Biotech. So Dr. Ann Klopp's team at MD Anderson Cancer Center, for example, are fully responsible for execution and running of the clinical trial.
Thank you. Let's see, another question for you. PDS Biotech reported $71 million in cash at the end of the third quarter. How long can that money fund the company?
So PDS Biotech continues to be highly financially and operationally efficient based on our partnership strategy and management experience. I'm especially proud of my management team's operational efficiency. So at our current burn rate, with four phase two trials ongoing, the capital could last until mid-2025. However, if we do initiate a phase three trial as anticipated, based on current estimates, our capital could last us into mid-2024.
Excellent. Okay, one last question for you. Frank, what near-term catalyst at PDS Biotech could be the biggest benefit to shareholders?
Well, we have a number of catalysts that will be coming up over the next several months to a year. So, as I mentioned when we talked earlier, we have our National Cancer Institute sponsored trial in which we are looking to discuss with the FDA the next steps to move into what we will call the final registrational or pivotal phase three clinical trial. We have already received fast track designation from the FDA for what we call our VERSATILE-002 trial. And we've also been given the go ahead to progress that into the final clinical development stage, which is the phase three clinical trial. And we do anticipate that at least one of these trials will be progressing into initiation of that phase three clinical trial sometime around the middle of 2023. So that's one key catalyst that investors can look forward to. Also, I mentioned we will be expecting additional data from the ImmunoServe clinical trial that's being run by MD Anderson Cancer Center. Very compelling data to date. We're looking forward to seeing additional data in more patients who have already actually been enrolled, and they continue to enroll patients into this trial. So we do expect some additional data sometime in the middle of next year. But we also mentioned the pipeline, right? We have potentially PDS-0102 and 0103, which are both ready to move into human clinical trials. And we do anticipate that at least one of these products would enter into human clinical development in 2023. So some exciting potential updates could be coming up in 2023 regarding our oncology pipeline. And also we're still in discussions with the NIAID regarding potential funding to take the universal flu vaccine into human clinical trials.
Well, thank you for that. In closing, again, it has been our pleasure here at Traders News Source to interview with CEO Dr. Frank Bedeau, and that is of PDS Biotech. So we thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.